Planet of the Nuns.
They were picked up along the way, Ruth and Hedwig. Hedwig, when she landed on a strange surface, noticed that there was nothing around her, just infinite sand. And looking around, she spotted a small piece of paper, no bigger than her hand. And on the paper was a typewritten word, Melrose. Chronicles of a Nun. Produced by Paul Mason. Written by Barney Merriam. Directed by Ted Apar. Created by Christian Daugherty.
Ruth, she's disappeared. Why, stay here, look who are you? Stay here, stranger coming. Who are you? That figure in a cloak, why? Who are you, old lady? Boy, she's older than me. Who are you?
Hedwig!
Ruth, is that you?
Hedwig! I've been looking for you 50 years.
What are you talking about, Ruth? I've only been here a few minutes and you disappeared. What are you talking about?
Hedwig, I don't understand. Hedwig!
What happened after you disappeared, Ruth? Tell me.
I remember Chris put his foot on the ground, and then we both disappeared.
Yes, I remember that, but then when I appeared again, you were gone.
I'll tell you the story. I tried to make it short, as short as possible, for my time has come, Hedwig.
What do you mean?
I'm going to die soon.
You can't die, Ruth.
Anyway, when I landed in sand, infinite sand, and I saw this little piece of paper on the ground, and Hedwig, I tell you, I cried. It said Melrose on it. Melrose, Hedwig! This is our fatherland.
I don't know what Melrose is. Continue.
But this is it. There's nothing else.
What are you talking about? This can't be Melrose. Melrose is people with nuns. It's a big planet.
I got the slip of paper. It said Melrose. Hedwig, I'm 100 years old and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Maybe when we disappeared, we landed in the future and you somehow aged the way you would normally, but I...
No, that's not it. Anyway, I looked around for you, and I threw the paper on the sand. I went off trudging, and for miles and miles, I saw no sign of civilization. I just walked that way.
Wait, you say you threw the paper on the ground?
Yes.
I found the paper on the ground when I appeared again.
I know. I believe that's the same paper.
But then, if that would have been 50...
Hedwig, let me finish.
Well, go ahead, Ruth. Go ahead.
Hedwig, I could cry, I tell you. I came upon a cave, and I went in. It was all dark and musty. It was gloomy, Hedwig, gloomy. I was shivering in my younger years. Hedwig... I went into the cave. It was terrible, that was terrible.
What was in the cave, Ruth?
Well, I saw these people. It was the students, Hedwig. Students, they had already been here before us.
But that's impossible. We were the first ones here.
Chris and Tom, they found out to get here by some way. Perhaps they're number one, but they were there. I don't understand. It was all mixed up time, a big time warp. Anyway, while we were going through time, they had already come. I got a gun, and I pointed it towards them, Hedwig, and I shot them.
We've been caught. The evil zone is a big time warp. Is that why it has been forbidden all these years?
I don't know, but I killed Tom and Chris, and I'm glad of it. Tom's dying words were, "Go to hell." What do you think this is, Hedwig? Heaven? Maybe this is where we belong. Hedwig, I tell you, I shot them through the back with my silencer. Then I looked around, and I saw some plans of Hedwig, my mind is feeble. I don't know what... I saw some... Hedwig! Hedwig! I saw some plans. I don't know. A distant America writer said that it was something like H.G. Wells or something. It's a plan for a time machine. And so I looked at this machine. And I went in it. It was already there. I went in it. I tell you, we must have made it a long time ago, but it was hidden in that musty, dirty cave in Melrose, right here, Hedwig. I went in the machine and I worked it. I don't know where I went, Hedwig. I really don't, but I went into the future. 50 years exactly.
You aged when you went?
That's what I don't understand. In a time machine, it would keep you close, but there must have been an air leak or something, Hedwig, because I aged. It was terrible. I looked at myself, but my hand grew old, Hedwig. Oh, my God. I stepped out of the time machine. I saw the two shriveled bodies of bones. I came into the desert again. I've been starving, Hedwig.
Wait, you came into this desert, right? Now?
Yes, and here I've met you.
That means we're 50 years in the future, and I haven't aged at all, and I didn't...
But don't you see, Hedwig, we have a time machine. We can go back. The only problem is, Hedwig,
is... that why there's no one here on Melrose? Is it because that all of the nuns are gone?
Hedwig... When I arrived here, everybody was gone. But you see, Tom and Chris had already arrived, so in that time, the students might have killed all the nuns off. How do we know? There might have been 10 years with Tom and Chris. They did look a little older. I don't know, Hedwig, but there's only...
Tom and Chris finally got to Melrose?
They did.
How did they break through the defenses?
Oh, they had 10 years to do it, Hedwig, but... There's only one chance we can to get out of here. We must go to the time machine and go back. We must go back, Hedwig, if you want to be trapped here in Melrose, this infinite sand, forever.
Planet of the Nuns.
Tom, where are they? I don't see them anywhere.
They're nowhere on the evil zone. Nowhere on the desert. They're gone.
I don't understand.
So have them scan again, once more. The whole desert.
Jim, can you scan the place again?
Oh, yeah, sure. No, Chris, there's no one else on the desert. It's completely empty.
No one else, Tom. I don't understand it.
There's nowhere they could have gone. Unless this Melrose they keep talking about picked them up somehow.
How could they pick them up?
I don't know. It's impossible, I know, but...
Let's walk.
Nuns have a science far advanced of our own.
Well, we'd better go back. I just don't understand it, Tom. I just don't understand it.
Had the fools. Right, Sybil? The fools. I created all this. Hedwig and Ruth have gone through a time warp. Lucky for them. The students are such fools they can't realize. Students. Let me watch them while they foul themselves up.
Well, we better go back, Tom. I have to round up the rest of the nuns before the planet gets overpopulated.
It's good to see all these students free and happy, and no more slave camps. Look at them. I don't know, I've never seen the planet like this. People walking through the streets in freedom.
Yes, it's great, Tom. I hope someday, everywhere else, we'll have freedom in the streets, where people can go and live freely like anyone else. Yes, there will come a day when everybody will be like this. Yes, everybody.
Well, I'm going to try question number one again.
Yes, we have to find out how to get to Melrose, Tom. We have to find out.
If you go down at the nuns, I'll question number one.
Right, Tom.
Well, number one, are you going to tell us about are you going to tell me about Melrose?
Melrose,
your home planet, number one.
I've never...
They're stroking that damn cat. Now tell me about him.
I've never heard of the place you call Melrose.
You're the one who told us about it.
I'd never seen you before. What's your name, my good mom?
Tom Smith.
You sure that is a fake?
That is my name, and I'm proud of it. Now look, you. Are you going to tell me about Melrose or not?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Sybil. Sybil's taking over your mind.
What are you talking about?
Yes. The cat is slowly taking over your mind. You will slowly become an agent of mine. Try to fight it, Tom Smith.
What are you doing? Get out, damn it!
Try to fight it, Tom. You'll become an agent. You'll kill for me. You students thought you were smart. You students thought you were smart, but I'm smarter. I'm smarter. Let the cats fill your ears. Let them fill your ears. Let them take over your mind. Fight it, Tom. Fight it. Have I taken over your mind yet, Tom? Have I taken it over? Answer me, Tom Smith, answer me.
Yes.
Hedwig! Ow! Hedwig, I'm young. Hedwig, I'm young!
Ruth! Ruth and Hedwig, what are you doing here?
What?
It's a long story, number one. Why is Tom Smith in your office? I'll shoot him dead. I already shot him dead. But of course we've gone back on time. We've landed here in number one's office.
I don't know what you're talking about, but Tom Smith...
We'll explain it later, number one.
Ruth and Hedwig, I've been devising a plan for years, and it's finally worked. Yes, making students into agents of ours. If we get enough of these students, we can control the planet again. Think of it, working for the nuns.
Why, that's fantastic.
Isn't it, though? Consider it, Hedwig! Consider working for the nuns. I'm losing my temper. I must keep calm. I'm number one. I must keep calm. We must take over the students, Hedwig. We must.
Ruth, Hedwig, and one united. Perhaps they can gain more agents and more and more and consider the consequences, students. You serving the nuns. Consider it. Consider it. Consider it.
Planet of the Nuns. Thank you. Chronicles of a Nun. With Ruth Chass as Ruth, Hedwig Zorb as Hedwig, Kristen Doherty as Chris, Tom Soder as Tom. Special guest star, Vala Star as number one. Copyright 1970 by ACD Enterprises. Produced in association with NUN Productions. This has been Planet of the Nuns, an ACD production. Of NUN Productions.
Hello, this is Portrait Johnson. You know, little children are dying all over the world. That's why they need your help. That's right. CARE gives it to them. If you send your check or money order to CARE, the children will get what they need. Life. Please send to CARE, Channel 92 WACDTR, 110 Riverside Drive, New York, New York, 10024. Remember, these children need your love. They need food, and they need money. We're so close, yet so far.